Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, and don't forget to check out his cyber column, Mullings.com. You'll want to subscribe to that if you don't already. Rich is a Republican, a political operative, spins to the right, and he's been doing this now for a long, long time. We're talking about the, I want to talk about the camp, not the campaigns, but the general election, this segment, Rich. let's go forward with a couple of options. Well, can't we pretty much say, okay, by the end of February, Bernie's out? You can't?
No, because we got on March 1st. There are there's four campaigns, one after the other in February. But on March 1st, there's 12 okay. on the same
all right,
day.
So, now, all right, so after, March 2nd. That's what I didn't know what the dates were. All right.
Yeah.
So March 2nd, Bernie's basically going to be out, right?
He might be. It depends on. It really at that point comes down to money. If he's got enough money, he'll stay in.
So assuming
have a finger in her eye.
Yeah. Well, and this, but then I think there's some deals made. But assuming that she doesn't get indicted or things don't get worse on the FBI thing,
she'll be the nominee.
Well, she'll be the nominee. So then let's go forward on the Republican side with a couple of three scenarios. We're pretty much thinking Trump, Cruz, and Rubio.
Yeah. Pick one, you know, could be Rubio, could be Christie, could be Kasich.
You still think Kasich and Christie could become the nominee?
Yeah, well, it depends on, again, how
See,
well
Kasich
he does
is my, I'm more favorable to Kasich than any of them.
Yeah, me too, I'm with you. And I've known him since he was a freshman in college.
I think he's got the best credential and demeanor for it, in my opinion. I think he'd make the best next president. And I think he could play well. I think a Christie Rubio ticket would be good. I mean a Kasich Rubio ticket.
Oh, Kasich Rubio, yeah.
Florida
and
bingo
and Ohio, yeah.
Bingo and Hispanic.
Yeah, exactly.
So so if we go forward, what would it take to beat Hillary? What do the Republicans have to do to beat Hillary?
Well, I mean, if Trump is the nominee, he said something the other day that I think caused a shiver to go through the Hillary headquarters in Brooklyn, New York, when he said he thought he could win New York, because they've got their general election team working on the budgets and all that sort of stuff, because this stuff comes up on you pretty quickly, and they I guarantee you they weren't planning on spending expecting to spend subway fare defending New York, but if Trump says I'm going to go after New York, you got to shift tens of millions of dollars from somewhere to be able to defend New York.
I had not heard him say that, but I mean, I'm not surprised. Would you hear you say that?
Yeah. So that would be kind of a thing. But I think you have to look at the electoral map. Remember, almost every state, I think 48 out of 51 jurisdictions are winner take all. So if I get, as we know, if I get 547 more votes than you in Florida, I get all of the electoral votes in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Some states don't do that.
But go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And so that's what everybody says. You got to look at the electoral map, and the typical map is that Republicans kind of sweep through the South, and the flyover states. The Democrats take the edges, and in the big states in the middle, and then Ohio or Florida hold the balance of power. And I don't see anything that will change that.
Well, won't Hillary begin with essentially 240 electoral votes?
That could be. I just haven't looked at it, Jim.
Isn't that the general rule of thumb that the Democrats?
Yeah, and you got to get the 270.
Yeah,
but again, I'm not so sure that she has the underlying. Here's what we don't know, and we won't know until we get to Election Day in November. The question that somebody asked right after the midterms 2 years ago was, we're about to find out whether this is a new Democratic coalition or an Obama coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not at all clear to me that she can re-energize the same young
But they've still got the machine, though. They've still got the social media and the big data machine, don't they?
Yeah, but you got to get them out. I mean, you got to get them out to vote. I mean, on election day in 2008, the lines were literally around the block here in Northern Virginia to vote for Obama. I just don't see that with Hillary.
Right. I'm going to make a prediction right now, and that is the most interesting thing this election is going to be how the millennials split. We already know they're going to have a big impact, but I think the most interesting thing will be how they split. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that's exactly right.
Whether they're turned off by Hillary's deceitfulness or whatever. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
See you next time. Rich Kaden, ladies and gentlemen. And we get a little closer. I'll ask him for more of a prediction on who's going to win. There's just too much up in the air right now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.